Hi, everyone, and welcome to HealthWorks Here. I'm Kelsey Magnuson, Community Benefits Manager at Emerson Health. Our guest today is Dr. Laura Silk, a Concord native who has truly come full circle. After studying at Middlesex School, Harvard, and UMass Medical, she returned home to care for women in her community. She is the Associate Chair of OBGYN at Emerson Health and runs her own private practice, AFA OBGYN, and even graced the cover of Boston Magazine as one of Emerson's top docs. Her passion lies in patient-centered and menopausal care and in helping women live their best lives. Welcome, Dr. Silk, to the podcast today. We are going to be talking about something new in women's health care that's getting a lot of attention, laughing gas, in the OBGYN office. Dr. Silk, you're helping lead the way with this support, and I'm excited to learn more. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's an exciting development because it's all about making women's care more comfortable and less stressful.
Yes, we definitely need that and want that. So starting at the beginning, what exactly is laughing gas and what are the benefits?
Laughing gas or nitrous oxide is an inhaled medication that someone can take for painful procedures. It's self-administered. You breathe through a small little tube. It works relatively quickly, and then it's metabolized out of the body super quick. So you can drive yourself to an appointment and then drive yourself home. There's no lag time.
Oh, that sounds great, because so many of procedures or pain medications, there's lots of time, and to have something that you can be able to do yourself is key. I was actually first exposed to nitrous oxide as pain management method during labor when I was giving birth to my daughter. But how are you using it in an outpatient office setting?
Well, the reason we got it was to respond to the TikTok sensation of young girls getting IUDs. And there were just all these images of young women that would get an IUD and faint, or get an IUD and feel nauseous, or just be very traumatized by the whole situation. And we really believe in contraception for young women so they have control over their reproductive status. We want people to have this convenient contraceptive. And the concerns about pain was a huge barrier. So we started for IUDs, but we quickly came to realize that it helped so much. It helped with pain, and it even more helped with anxiety around the procedure, so that we use it for other more uncomfortable procedures that we might do in an OBGYN office, such as colposcopy, which is looking at the cervix when you have an abnormal pap smear, or endometrial biopsy, which is taking a small sample from the lining of the uterus. These are traditionally pretty uncomfortable procedures for women that we can give some oral medications for, but when people are so worried about the pain, they sometimes neglect doing what's recommended. And so it's a great way to make sure that everyone is doing sort of the healthiest option for themselves.
Yeah, this is really an amazing option to help women feel more comfortable and to be open to getting these procedures and to be open to the various birth control methods that IUD provides. What kind of feedback have you been getting from your patients about it?
Oh, goodness. Women just really appreciate it. I've had people give me a hug. I've had people give me a kiss. And they just said, oh, thank you so much. I don't think I could have gone through this otherwise. So yes, the biggest impact, as we've already said, is reducing their fear and anxiety, makes them more willing to come in to get the screening and treatment they need. And we want patients to know that we're here for them. We want to be with them through the difficult parts. And we don't want them to have discomfort like that.
Yeah. So often we hear about the medical community not listening or caring about the patient, especially with women's health. That's definitely a narrative on social media and in other media streams. And I am so thankful that Emerson has resources to be able to provide support and pain relief to patients. So really thank you to you and your team for bringing this on and to making OBGYN care easier and more comfortable for women. It says a lot about you as an individual caring for these and all the other providers in your practice.
Well, thank you. We're so happy to help women out this way.
So thanks for coming on for this quick chat about laughing gas with support in an OBGYN office.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Thanks for listening to Emerson's HealthWorks Here podcast. Make sure to catch the next episode by subscribing to HealthWorks Here podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be heard, and visit emersonhealth.org/podcast. To learn more or schedule an appointment with Dr. Silk, visit afaobgyn.com or call 978-371-1396.